Joining us now is State Representative Nick Schorr, who will not yell at me like Jeremy just did, I don't think. Maybe he will. If he does, it'll be exciting, I'm sure. Nick, thanks for joining us. You there? Can you get him? You got him? Yeah. Nick, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yep, there you are. Gotcha.
All right. Maybe you should yell at me for not working a phone properly.
This is a smartphone, to tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for joining us and telling us, giving us a little insight into the special session. We haven't really gotten to the meat of the special session quite yet, but as I understand it, there's a committee that is kind of setting the table for what we can expect coming up. What is happening right now in Jefferson City?
Well, I live streamed the committee hearing today. And it looks like they're just reading through transcripts of recorded transcripts of the alleged victim, KS, and some attorneys. So today it doesn't seem like it's that thrilling. And they're still concentrating on the sexual allegations, which I've heard a lot about from the people in my district. And they're wanting to move past that, especially since the forensics came out, looked through 16,000 different documents and didn't find a lick of evidence to support Kim Gardner's claims. So I'm hoping we can get into the other allegations that people in Jeff City are more concerned of, and that's the 501c3 donor list and some of the other things that have popped up. But as of right now, they have a hearing going on. You can go to house.mo.gov to live stream that. And I would actually say, while you're there, look up your legislator and figure out who they are. Get in contact with them and tell them where you stand, because that's exactly what we should be doing, is listening to people that we work for, and that's you.
Are you getting any contact from any of your constituents?
Absolutely. And I would say at this point in time, a lot of people are fed up with how fast the process is moving. Keep in mind, in this special session, we only have 30 days. And that's why one of the options for discipline that we would consider would be doing nothing. So as I've said before, and thank you for having me on to kind of clear this up in the past.
Yeah.
Everybody in the media, especially, you know, the Post-Dispatch and Kansas City Star, they're wanting to concentrate on impeachment. Every article that you read says the House, you know, convenes to tackle impeachment. That's not necessarily the case. This committee, and they've added two Republican members, and they've added a Democrat onto the committee because of the amount of work that has to be done within this 30 days. And in the end, they're going to be the ones that recommend to the entire body whether we censure, remonstrance, impeachment, or go home and do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, the scope of what can happen here is the whole spectrum. It's not how soon are we going to impeach this governor, and that is a bit of a misconception. When your constituents are reaching out to you, is it lopsided in one way or another?
You know, it's really not. Most of the Democrats that I have a good rapport with, and they are kind of astonished that I would call them back and answer their calls, but I work for them. That's my job. Most of them are calling for impeachment. There are some that have said, let's, you know, slow down this train. I don't like the governor. I don't agree with him, but at least let's give him a fair shot at this. But when you look at the Republicans or the conservatives, the people that are kind of in the middle, the vast majority that I've spoke with over the phone, through letters, emails, the vast majority of them are saying that they do not think that previously it has been a fair shot. So that's why I do definitely applaud House leadership in making this most transparent process, the fairest process with the rules that they put in place to govern the special session. But still, my constituents back at home, they're wanting to see the other side of the story, and they want us to wait to take any sort of action until that other side of the story comes out.
Your constituents would have seen that KSDK report last night with Casey Nolan, where KS spoke out for the first time in public. Did her interview change anything for anybody, you think?
Nobody's reached out to me per se that saw that interview. I did see the interview. And as an attorney, I think that could change the tone of this entire trial on the invasion of privacy charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I've wondered in the past why there was not a change of venue, so to speak, or sequestering a new jury to come in. But now that they have a special prosecutor from Kansas City that's examining the facts to determine if they are going to charge him again, if he is charged, I think his attorneys are sitting here salivating, thinking that this pool of probable jury candidates has now been even more tainted by the victim's story coming out via KSDK. So I would venture a guess to say that if he is charged again, we're going to see a change of jury, or change of venue, rather, one of the two. But, you know, I think from talking to my constituents, that is the least of their concerns when it comes to impeachment. Granted, the allegations are terrible. They're horrible allegations, but that's all they are right now. We don't have any facts to back them up other than one person's story.
Representative Shore, this is Tony Colombo. I wondered if you could give us some insight on a news story that we are reading today about two unnamed Republican state lawmakers telling CNN that they were contacted and interviewed recently by the FBI, and the FBI was asking these lawmakers if they were aware of any threats and or bribes made on behalf of Governor Greitens regarding the impeachment vote. The report says one of the lawmakers told the FBI they were not directly aware of any such incidents. The other lawmaker reportedly declined to discuss anything that he talked about with the FBI or he or she discussed with the FBI. Can you shed some light on that story? Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, so I actually saw that the news story last night, the article rather, and when I read the headline, I thought that there was some kind of pressure from the Greitens campaign, threats or some type of some type of criminal activity going on. But then when you read into it, there were two unnamed legislators that have said they've been contacted by the FBI simply inquiring into whether this happened or not, not that it has happened. And I can tell you from the people that I work with on both sides of the aisle, we've got a lot of strong people down there, and there's nobody that's going to stand up to partaking in criminal activity or letting threats or any bribes take place within the four walls of the Capitol. So if it did happen, nobody's come forward. Nobody's told me about anything. I haven't heard anything. And as many rumors that float through the hallways up there, I know I would have heard of something if this had any legs.
Yeah, I think you would have caught wind of it. Thanks for the update on that. State Representative Nick Shore out of the St. Charles area, thanks for giving us your insight. We're going to continue to be in touch with you as this develops, because there's certainly going to be a lot more information coming out. So thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much, and have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye, Nick.